Welcome to the reading of Dr. Michael Wagner's book, The Anglosphere's Broken Covenant, Rediscovering the Validity and Importance of the Solemn League and Covenant, copyright 2010 by Michael Wagner. This book is being read by Dr. Michael Wagner, the author, and is distributed by Still Waters Revival Books with the author's permission. The Anglosphere's Broken Covenant is also available on Amazon.com for Kindle, and as a soft cover book from Gospel Covenant Publications, gcpublications.com. Also, please visit Still Waters Revival Books at puritandownloads.com for the world's best collection of free and discounted Puritan, Covenanter, and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos, and for the widely and critically acclaimed Puritan hard drive. Preface. I was first confronted with the possibility that the Solemn League and Covenant was still binding upon Britain and its former colonies in 1995. I would have read of that covenant in books before 1995, but the view that it was binding upon Christians presently in some sense never occurred to me in the slightest before hearing of the Covenanter position. I spent a lot of time and effort investigating the Covenanter claims. The more I studied, the more compelling those claims appeared to be. As years went by and I continued to look at it from various angles, I had fewer and fewer doubts that the Solemn League and Covenant was still binding. From the theological, historical, and philosophical perspectives, the Covenanter position is solid. Ultimately, it became unfathomable to me that such an important event, Britain making a covenant with God, would become generally forgotten by the English-speaking peoples. How could this event be so widely ignored? Indeed, Bible-believing Christians, of whom there are many in the English-speaking countries, seemed especially ignorant of the covenant when it should have been a cornerstone of their historical knowledge. How the mighty have fallen! Where are the Christian leaders who should have been informing their flocks about this covenant and its obligations? I am convinced that knowledge of the Solemn League and Covenant and its obligations will become widespread in the future. For this to happen, people will need to hear about it and read about it once again. It is my hope that this little book will contribute to a reawakening of interest in the Solemn League and Covenant and its implications. Michael Wagner, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, June 2010. Chapter 1. Introduction. With the passage of time, many important events begin to fade from people's memories. This seems to be the case with us as individuals, but also as nations or societies. Although some very significant historical events remain etched in our consciences today, such as World War II and the Holocaust, other events become forgotten, only to be studied by historians. This is probably a natural phenomenon as we struggle to deal with current problems rather than remaining fixed on the past. It may be unreasonable to expect people to know much history, but a basic knowledge of key historical events is necessary to understand one's own society. Thus, public and private education programs generally include some amount of historical study. This suggests that the value of knowing history is generally recognized. What history do people really need to know? The founding of their country? The Great Wars? The historical oppression of minorities? Even among historians, there are differences of opinion about what is most important for people to learn. Events that are not considered to be important or relevant are more likely to be left out. No one can know everything about history, so choices must be made about what to study. I would like to suggest that one of the most important historical events in the history of the English-speaking nations has been widely forgotten. In 1643, the three nations of Britain, England, Scotland, and Ireland, apparently Wales was considered to be within the confines of England at the time, made a covenant with God, the triune God of the Bible. Britain covenanted with God after the pattern of Israel in the Old Testament. This is a major historical event that has been forgotten, and it has significant implications for our day. The covenanting nations and the other English-speaking nations that would be subsequently formed by people from these nations are still bound in covenant to God. Their having forgotten the covenant does not lessen their bonds to the Lord. These nations are under God's judgment for their covenant breaking. What is a covenant? Quote, A covenant is a mutual engagement between two parties, implying the performance of certain duties on the one hand, and the fulfillment of promises on the other. In religious covenants, God and his people are the parties, unquote. A Memorial of Covenanting by Thomas Houston, page 13. The historic British people, in the widest sense, are parties to a covenant with God, the Solemn League and Covenant of 1643. The purpose of this little book is to reawaken people in Britain and the British settler nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the USA, to their covenant ties to the Lord God of the Bible. Yes, this is the Christian God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not talking about God in a general sense that all religions share together. I'm not talking about Allah or Buddha or any of the other false gods of the world. The covenant was with a specific God, the only true God, Jehovah. A recent term used to describe English-speaking civilization is the Anglosphere. In its core sense, this term refers to Britain and the nations founded by settlers from Britain. The British settler nations share with their mother country a language, culture, political tradition, and I would argue, covenant obligations to God. The book begins by providing a brief look at the biblical argument for nations covenanting with God in modern times, that is, the practice of national covenanting. Largely forgotten today, the ordinance of national covenanting was widely accepted by the Protestants of the 16th and 17th centuries. Next, the book looks at the historical situation leading to the swearing of the Solemn League and Covenant. The Solemn League and Covenant was formulated within a particular historical situation, but it was a covenant with the Lord made by the English Parliament and other significant authorities in Britain. The nation was bound to God in a perpetually binding covenant. Subsequently, the governing British authorities repealed the Solemn League and Covenant, and it has been officially ignored since that time. But an oath sworn to God cannot actually be repealed. God does not release people from their lawful vows to him. The book thus provides argumentation for the continuing validity of the covenant bonds sworn in 1643. Finally, the book argues that not only Britain, but also the British settler nations, the Anglosphere, are bound by the covenant. Canada, Australia, and New Zealand still have strong constitutional ties to the British monarchy. Although the United States currently has no such ties, an examination of early American history demonstrates that it was founded by people bound by the Solemn League and Covenant. Those bonds do not evaporate over time, and so the United States remains under those covenant obligations. It is my hope that by raising awareness about this forgotten covenant and its obligations on the peoples of the English-speaking nations, that people will turn to the Lord with their whole hearts and a revival of God's truth will spread across these nations. May it be so.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.